Bali, two people arrested after Australian man was shot dead, date modified colon 2025-06-17T07:48:47.971Z, description colon Zivan Radmanovic's wife said she was awakened by her husband's screams before finding his body in the bathroom. Two people arrested over fatal shooting in Bali, June 17, 2025, save, Kelly NG BBC News, save, Getty Images, images of the villa show bullet holes in the windows and blood stains on the floor. Bali police have arrested two people over a shooting which killed one Australian and seriously injured another. Zivan Radmanovic, 32, was shot dead just after midnight on Saturday after two men broke into his villa in Munggu, in the south of the Indonesian tourist island. One of the suspects was arrested in Jakarta, Indonesia's capital, while the other was caught abroad, police said without giving more details. Mr. Radmanovic's wife earlier told police she was awakened by her husband's screams before finding his body in the bathroom, Australian media reported. Sanur Ganam, who was also shot, is getting treatment for his injuries in hospital. Local police say the 34-year-old was also beaten. Mr. Ganam's wife testified to seeing the attackers. Neither women were injured. Police collected 17 bullet casings, two intact projectiles and 55 bullet fragments from the scene of the shooting. Images of the villa published by Australian media show bullet holes in the windows and blood stains on the floor. Several witnesses told police they heard the shooters speak in English with strong Australian accents. One wore an orange jacket with a dark helmet, while the other wore a dark green jacket, a black mask, and a dark helmet, according to witnesses. "I can't start my bike," one of them reportedly said, before eventually managing to take off on a scooter, the witnesses added. Bali police say they are still investigating the shooter's motive, but did not give further details on the arrest on Monday. Australian media outlets have reported that Mr. Ganam was previously in a relationship with the stepdaughter of the late Carl Williams, a prominent Melbourne underworld figure. Reports say that Mr. Ganam had served jail time over a non-fatal shooting in Melbourne in 2014. A spokesperson for Victoria Police told the BBC they were aware of a fatal shooting in Bali on Saturday and that their investigators will provide support to partner agencies throughout the investigation. Saturday's incident took place in Bali's tourist district of Badung, where many well-known beaches such as Kuta and Kangu are located. Violent crime is relatively uncommon in Bali, which attracts millions of international visitors a year. Additional reporting by Tiffany Turnbull, Bali, Australia.